Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal. I'm Eric Montardi. Joining me today is President Emeritus of the Allegheny Institute, Jake Houck. Jake, you recently wrote a brief that is available at our website, www.alleghenyinstitute.org, about the relationship of Pittsburgh metropolitan area jobs and the performance at Pittsburgh International Airport. Could you give our listeners an idea of what the long-term trend at passengers at Pittsburgh International Airport has looked like?
Eric, I'm happy to do that. The Pittsburgh International Airport has suffered a pretty dismal last 20 so years. You know, back in the early part of this century, the major carrier there, U.S. Airways, underwent bankruptcy and finally was sold out to American Airlines. At the time, in 2001, Pittsburgh was the 23rd ranked airport in terms of passenger getting on at the airport and flying out or landing back in. Over the next few years, they fell from 23rd to 32nd by 2004, and then their decline has just continued almost steadily, and now they're down to 49th largest airport in terms of passengers boarding and deplaning. That's a long-term slide. It's had major ramifications for the airport. Nonetheless, as you might get to in a moment, they are building a new passenger terminal in hopes of stimulating travel, and they're also subsidizing international flights pretty heavily. In the August data, which was the latest we had when we wrote this last brief, the emplanements at the airport had not reached back to the 2018 levels. And that's fascinating because at the same time, job levels in the Pittsburgh area, private sector jobs, were still below the August 2018 level. So there is a fairly tight connection, I think, between the long-term and the short-term performance of jobs in the region and the number of passengers using the airport.
Jake, can you give our listeners an idea of what the most recent data on passenger counts at Pittsburgh International look like?
The FAA data, which is the federal administration that takes care of this passenger data by airport, show that in 2022, the Pitts passengers remain significantly below the 2007 as well as the 2019 levels. In fact, they were nearly 90% below the levels recorded early in the century. Thus far in 2023, total passengers have improved relative to 22, but in August of 23, they still were below the levels recorded in August of 2018. Probably more importantly, despite the well-publicized efforts to boost international travel at Pitt by using carrier subsidies, the August 23 international passenger total of 18,500 was 55% below the August 2018 count and 28% below the level recorded in 2019. So the conclusion that we're coming to is that absent some stronger performance in the local economy, it's unlikely that the airport is ever going to see the kind of numbers they were posting back in the early part of the century. And that's notwithstanding this effort to subsidize international travel as well as to build a new terminal. I don't think the new terminal is going to matter very much in terms of attracting people to go to the airport. The population here is pretty stagnant. The jobs are stagnant, and you need both in terms of income and population growth to grow the number of people trying to fly or wanting to fly.
Jake, let's talk about that second point there with the regional economy. Can you give our listeners an idea of what the latest data on private sector jobs in the Pittsburgh metro area show?
Well, very similar to the passenger data, the job count is actually still lower in August of 2023 than it was in August of 2018. And that's a very poor showing when you look at the national recovery, even the Pennsylvania numbers. Across the state, we have metro areas that are showing some decent job growth. But for some reason, Pittsburgh region just has not been able to get any real traction in growth of private sector jobs. And that due in part to a lot of reasons, but one of the things we found over the past couple of years is there's a close connection between job growth in a region or in a state, in fact, that ties closely to the presence of public sector unions and the lack of right to work. If you look at Dallas, for example, that Metroplex down there has added 900,000 jobs since 2000, which is almost as many jobs as there are in Pittsburgh in the seven-county region. And that's pretty remarkable. That's a 50% gain in that part of the world. And we've only had a 3% gain over 20 years in the Pittsburgh region. We definitely have to move away from the policies that are destructive of job growth. I mean, we have some sectors that are doing okay, but overall, it's not a good picture for the region as a whole in terms of jobs.
In conclusion, what effect, if any, will this new terminal have on flights and jobs?
Well, that's an interesting question, but I don't see how changing the structure of the airport terminal or its amenities is going to affect passenger demand. I mean, the reason people fly is they want to go somewhere. And you could have a terminal facility that was detracting or not attractive to passengers. It might keep some from coming. But I don't think the reason people are not coming to the airport is because of the terminal. We had that same terminal back in 2001 when nearly 20 million people flew in and out of there. So it's not the facility so much as it is the, as long as it can handle the capacity, it's the demand, and you need demand for any business, for any service. You have to have people who want to pay for it, and if you don't have population or job growth, you don't have the kind of base of demand that will grow enough to grow your passenger demand.
Jake, great stuff, and thank you very much for sharing that with our listeners. Please visit our website at www.AlleghenyInstitute.org. This has been the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal.